what's the matter?
All right. Blanche. Blanche.
Oh, wait a minute, dear. I'm putting a ribbon in my hair.
Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere. I just thought I'd like to look nice this morning.
What?
I knew you'd forget. You don't even know what day this is.
I do, too. It's rent day.
It is not. Today happens to be our wedding anniversary.
Well, I knew it was a sad occasion of some kind.
What kind of remark is that? Is that supposed to be funny?
No, it isn't supposed to be funny, Blanche. I'm just groggy, that's all. I'm sorry.
I knew you'd forget it.
I didn't forget it.
Then why didn't you say something?
Blanche, I just opened my eyes.
You forgot it.
I tell you, I didn't forget it. But even if I did, you'd remind me of it. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Is that all? No plans? We've been married 8 years. Don't you want to do something?
No, it's too late to do anything.
That's too bad about you. How you suffer. I didn't get such a bargain, you know.
Okay.
There's better fish in the ocean than the one I caught.
There's better bait, too.
I'm bigger.
Okay, I'm sorry. But you hack away at me in the morning, and I'm so exhausted, I don't know what I'm saying.
You wouldn't be so exhausted if you went to bed at a reasonable hour.
I had to work overtime. Pour me some coffee.
Did you get paid?
I'll get paid.
What time did you get home?
12:30.
If you got home at 12:30, why were you so long getting into bed? I know for a fact you didn't come to bed until almost 2.
I was in the kitchen putting the stuff away.
What stuff?
What's the matter, Blanche? You told me to bring stuff home for the party tonight. You invited a lot of your crumb friends, and you told me to bring stuff. Well, I brought stuff.
Did you bring the potatoes for the potato salad?
I brought potatoes.
Did you pair them?
I paired them.
All of them?
All except one. It had a big knob on top, and I couldn't find a mate for it.
I
don't know what you meant, Blanche. Peeled the potatoes, and I even boiled them last night. Holy smoke, look at the time. Where's my pants? Who stole my pants?
Nobody stole your pants.
I just looked in the wastebasket, and they're not there. And my shoes are missing from the sink.
Nothing's missing, John. Your pants are on a hanger in the closet, and your shoes are in the shoe rack.
How'd they get there?
I put them there.
Well, I wish you'd quit throwing my things around like that. When I find everything, I'll be late for work.
You won't be late. Here are your pants.
Thanks. Blanche, these aren't my pants.
They're not? Then whose pants are they?
That's a good question, only I should be asking it.
Don't be so snide. They were baggy, so I pressed them.
Baggy.
Took me an hour to find the right crease. Be careful you don't wrinkle them now.
What's the difference? I like my pants to look lived in.
You're dragging the cuffs on the floor. Hold your trouser leg with your left hand and step in with your right foot.
Blanche, I've been putting on my own pants for over 40 years, and I don't need you to form on the job. Hand me my tie.
Which one?
It doesn't matter. I want to use it for a belt. My suspenders are broken.
Why don't you wear your belt?
I'm using it to keep the soles from falling off my shoes.
John, Bigginson, you know your shoes.
I know, and I haven't got a belt. Where's my shirt? Where'd you hide my shirt?
I didn't hide it anywhere.
Well, where is it?
I draped it around the canary's cage so he could sleep.
Is my shirt the only rag you can find to cover that cage with?
I haven't heard anything, has it?
No, but I don't like the way that bird pokes into my pockets. Every time I take a cigarette out, I'm smoking birdseed. Why do you have to cover the cage anyway?
The canary is sensitive to light.
Well, get him a pair of sunglasses. Leave my shirt alone. No bird's going to sleep later than I do. Doc, shut up.
John, why must you be so mean on our anniversary?
Blanche, I'm not mean. I'm worried. Business is bad. My job is hanging by a thread.
Well, you shouldn't have quit your other job.
You made me quit. You said it wasn't dignified selling bowling balls. You were embarrassed to answer when people asked you what your husband sold.
Well, it sounded like I was trying to start a fight.
That's no problem for you. I gotta go.
Here. And don't forget your sample.
I won't forget it. Darn vacuum cleaner gets heavier every day. Straighten this hose around my neck, will you, Blanche?
There. Now, got everything?
I guess so. Wait a minute. You got any money?
Well, there's 50 cents in the sugar bowl.
50 cents?
You can bring me the change when you come home.
Now, listen, Blanche. Something's got to be done about this. I can't go down to work like a pauper every day. A man's got to have a couple of dollars in his pocket.
Well, don't yell at me.
I don't mind going in torn clothes, holes in my socks, but I'm not going to suffer through those lunches anymore.
Well, what's the matter with your lunches?
You ought to know you pack them for me. I'm just getting sick of carrying my lunch to work in a paper sack. Why can't I go to the restaurant like the other fellows?
John, what are you talking about? I haven't fixed your lunch for 2 years.
Oh, Blanche. Every morning of my life, I find my lunch wrapped in brown paper on the side of the sink.
Lunch? That's the garbage.
Goodbye, Blanche.
Goodbye, dear. Happy anniversary.
Me too, Blanche. Who's doing it?
You're doing it. It amazes me how you can sleep at all with your guilty conscience.
Not guilty. Put out the lights.
I will not. This is one night you're not going to get away with it.
Blanche, what's the matter with you? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You had a good time tonight. Now, why don't you let me sleep?
I had a miserable time. It was the unhappiest anniversary I ever spent. Why didn't you show up for the party, John?
I told you. I got stuck at the office.
I'd like to believe that. How were you doing?
Working.
Sure. That's always the first excuse. If I don't fall for that, you have a second excuse, then a third, and a fourth. What were you working on?
A fifth.
You'd better not be so bold, John Dickinson. For your information, I got a call from Louise Shaw.
What about it?
She saw you coming out of a saloon at midnight. She saw you, now don't deny it.
I'm not denying it.
Why were you coming out of a saloon at midnight?
Because I had to come out sometime.
I'm warning you, John. You better give up that habit. Every time you go into a saloon, the devil goes in with you.
Well, if he does, he pays for his own drinks. Good night.
No, no. What time did you leave the office?
I left the office at 11 o'clock. I caught the bus at 11:05. I got off at 11:54. I stopped at the cocktail bar and bought a corkscrew and waited an hour.
Why?
Because it was pouring outside.
What were you doing?
Pouring inside. Are you satisfied? Is that what you wanted me to say?
No, I just want the truth.
The truth is, I was working. Blanche, I've had a rough day. I went to work at 7 this morning. No breakfast, no lunch, no dinner.
And who told you not to eat dinner? I left a whole roast chicken for you in the kitchen. Why didn't you eat it?
I didn't like the stuffing. What did you stuff it with?
I didn't stuff it with anything. It wasn't hollow.
Put out the lights.
No.
Well, just let me rest.
I suppose you think I loafed all day. I worked my fingers to the bone getting ready for the party and never had 1 minute's enjoyment.
Not a minute.
Then I had to wash the dishes, sweep the floor, and heaven knows what else. I still haven't gotten rid of the crumbs in the kitchen.
I thought they all went home.
Very funny. Everybody who came tonight was sweet and thoughtful, and they all brought presents.
Good.
That's more than you give. The Homers were here, and they brought something. The Gaylords were here, and they brought something. Even my sister Clara was here.
What did she take?
She didn't take anything. By the way, Dr. Hersey came, and he left a little something for us on the hall table.
You're kidding. That tightwad, he left something for us?
Yes. But you don't have to pay it until the first of the month.
Wouldn't you know it? Put out the lights, Blanche.
Put out the lights. That's the kind of talk I get on my wedding anniversary. No hug, no kiss, no affection. Not even an anniversary card.
I did send you a card. I told you 50 times I sent you a card. It must have got lost in the mail.
You're lying. Swear.
I swear I'm lying.
What?
I mean, I'm not lying. It was trimmed with lace and had a wonderful poem on it. I picked it out especially for you.
What did it say on it?
Go to sleep.
Well, if you picked it especially for me, I want to know what it said.
It said, "Happy anniversary to my love."
That could be anybody.
Let me finish. It said, "Happy anniversary to my love, my wife, my life, my turtle dove. Life with you is great, it seems. I love you more than pork and beans."
You're only adding insult to insult.
Well, how do I know what it said? I I can't remember the stupid poetry they put on those things.
You can't remember anything where I'm concerned.
Good dear.
Can't you ever find it in your heart to pay me a compliment? Why is it such an effort for you to tell me you love me?
Blanche, darling, it's not an effort. It's just that I can't seem to convince you. You know I love you so.
So what?
That's what I say to hell with it. Put out the lights.
No.
Please go to sleep, Blanche.
I can't. I'm sick.
Really? Are you really sick, honey?
So sick I could die. It's those dizzy spells again. I get them every 5 minutes.
How long do they last?
About a half an hour.
How can they last half an hour if you get them every 5 minutes?
Don't hound me. Help me.
So what do you want me to do, Blanche? Shall I call Dr. Hersey?
No.
Well, what do you want? Are you really sick, or is this just something you're doing to keep me awake? Is that it?
Maybe it is. It's the only way I can get any attention from you.
Attention? No husband in the world is more attentive than I am. Don't I always offer you half the newspaper at breakfast?
You shouldn't read it. The paper at all. And would you drive the car up in front of the house? You might be a gentleman and help me in.
Help you in?
Oh, no. I have to fling open the door and throw myself into the seat.
Well, I slow down, don't I?
I'd like to see you act that way with Gloria Gooseby.
Ooh, now don't start with Gloria Gooseby.
You'd sure be a gentleman if you had her in your car.
I've had her in my car plenty of times, and I've never been a gentleman.
What?
And I hate the sight of Gloria Gooseby, and I forbid you to mention her name again. You hear me?
We've had 8 anniversaries, and this is the most miserable of all.
It's no worse than last year.
Our whole marriage started on the wrong foot. It was your idea to elope, not mine. I wanted to have a real ceremony like all my friends, but you said it was more romantic to elope. We had to be married by a justice of the peace.
Should have been the Secretary of War.
You didn't talk like that then. Why didn't you let me have a big ceremony, John?
I wasn't working at the time. I didn't have any money.
Well, you're working now, and I want a real wedding with a big ceremony.
Okay, I'll arrange it in the morning.
You say it, but you won't do it. Do it now.
What?
Go on, get up and let's get married.
Are you out of your mind, Blanche? It's almost 4 o'clock in the morning.
Why don't you say you're sorry you married me?
Because I'm not sorry.
You don't act like you love me.
I act.
Well, kiss me goodnight.
I'll kiss you goodnight in the morning.
Why can't you kiss me now?
I'm not facing that way.
See, you hate me.
Oh, Blanche, darling, I don't hate you. I'm just sleepy. Please put out the lights.
Did you buy me an anniversary present, John?
Hmm.
Where is it? Where's my anniversary present, John?
Oh, you won't like it.
I know I won't, but I'd like to see it. Hope you didn't spend a lot of money.
I didn't spend a lot of money.
Why not?
Because I didn't have a lot of money. Just a little old beach bathrobe. It cost $8.
$8? Married 8 years and you spent only $8?
Now listen, Blanche.
$1 a year for washing your shirts, cooking your meals, darning your socks, raising your children?
We haven't got any children.
Well, what do you want for $1 a year?
What's the matter with you, Blanche? You've done something wrong. I can recognize the signs.
It's nothing.
What have you done?
Do you love me?
Oh, now don't start that again.
No, I have a very special reason. Do you love me?
Yes, Blanche, I love you.
How much do you love me?
How much do you need?
I don't need anything. Sit up, John.
Okay, I'm up.
I bought a mink coat.
A mink coat? How much was it?
Lie down, John.
Blanche, how dare you go out and spend money on a mink coat? We can't afford a mink coat.
Now, don't scream at me.
I deny myself everything. I've been cutting down your old girdles and wearing them for suspenders. I sew collars on my underwear to save on shirts. I never spend a penny on myself, and gee, I have a mink coat.
You had your shoe shine last Saturday.
I haven't got any shoes. I had my feet painted black. Where's the coat? Let me see it.
Oh, you love it, John. It's not nearly as expensive as you think, either. Only
$1,200. $1,200?
Is it gorgeous?
Well, take it out of that burlap bag.
It isn't in any bag. That's the coat.
What kind of a coat is that? It hasn't got any fur on it.
That's the latest style, silly. Bald mink.
Bald mink? How can you squander my good money for a bald mink? You take that coat back, do you hear me? I'm not going into debt for any bald-headed mink.
John, how can you be so cruel?
Take it back.
Please, John.
No.
Please?
What's the use?
I love you, John. You're the most generous and wonderful husband in the world.
Go to sleep, won't you?
Got to keep the goat, John?
Oh, I slave and sweat to keep body and soul together. Deprive myself of every tiny luxury to make both ends meet. It isn't worth it. In one fell swoop, she squanders 2 years' savings. What has a man got to live for? I wish I had the courage to... I think I will. Nobody cares about me anyway. One shot and I'll find peace.
John!
Wonderful bird. Good night, Blanche.
Good night, John.
Now, here are Don Amici and Francis Langford as John and Blanche Dickerson in The Honeymoon is Over. After 7 years of cycloid insomnia, or sluggard's disease, John Dickerson has finally consented to allow Dr. Hersey to relieve his condition. In room 113 at the General Hospital, Mrs. Dickerson watches anxiously as a surgical nurse ministers to poor John, who is suffering an attack the night before the operation. Listen.
To a steam shovel, no? All's normal. Enjoy yourself, dear.
Dr. Hersey's waiting for you in the corridor, Mrs. Dickerson.
Oh, hello, Doctor.
Is he resting? I gave him a sedative that'll quiet him down.
He isn't very quiet.
Oh. Well, actually, I could have done the operation in my office. It's so trivial. He won't be in surgery over 15 minutes, and there's absolutely no danger whatever.
Will it hurt him?
Not the slightest. All we do is take a stitch in his palate and shorten his uvula.
I hate to bring this up now, Dr. Hersey, but how much will it cost?
The fee will be $50 with the anesthetic.
How much is it without the anesthetic?
Oh, I should say about $40.
Would there be any discomfort if you didn't have an anesthetic?
Not for me, there wouldn't. But I wouldn't advise the operation without it.
And you're sure you'll be cured when you're through?
Oh, practically certain. Well, it's almost midnight now. I'll do his case first, about 7. He just needs a good night's rest.
Well, I'll stay a little longer.
Good night. Call the floor nurse if you need anything.
I will. I hope that pill's quieted him down. That isn't doing him any good. John, John, wake up.
What's the matter, boys? What's the matter? I put the cat out, I locked the windows, I left a note for the milkman, I hung up...
John, we're in the hospital.
What for? Somebody sick?
No, you're going to have an operation. Dr. Hersey's going to shorten your uvula in the morning.
Well, then what did you wake me up now for?
The way you were snoring, I was afraid you'd wear it off before he got a chance to operate. You've been snoring steadily for 3 hours. Don't you suppose I want to sleep, too?
You're not sleeping here, are you?
Yes, I am. It costs an extra $5 to put another cot in the room, and I intend to use it. Where's my nightgown?
I can't get one night's sleep, even in the hospital.
I still don't understand why you have to have an operation to cure your snoring.
I didn't want it. You've been working on me for 7 years to do it.
I'm beginning to think it was a waste of money. I could have used that $40. I'm still walking around in a short dress.
What are you beefing about? Tomorrow I'll be walking around in a short uvula.
Don't be so crabby.
I'm not crabby. I'm sleepy. Why don't you stop fiddling around with that mirror and put out the lights?
I have to get undressed, don't I?
Well, take your dress off. Why are you plucking your eyebrows at this time of the night?
I'm not plucking my eyebrows. I'm taking off my false eyelashes.
False eyelashes? I didn't know you had bald eyelids.
My eyelids are not bald. It's just that my lashes are short and they don't bring out my eyes. Lots of women use false eyelashes.
Well, throw them away. You don't need anything to bring out your eyes.
Really?
Really? I'm satisfied with the way they bulge now.
What kind of remark is that?
Oh, hurry up, Blanche. I'm groggy. Blanche, what on earth are you taking out of your hair?
It's a rat.
A what?
A roll of false hair. I have to wear it with a new hairstyle. My own hair is too thin with a pompadour. Darn it, I can't get out of this dress.
Blanche, what are those things?
Don't be so silly. Haven't you ever seen shoulder pads before?
Well, I've never heard of such a thing. Your eyelashes are on the dresser, your hair is in the drawer, and your shoulders are on the chair.
What about it?
That's you all over, Blanche. A woman can think of more ways to spend money. Are you ready for bed now?
Yes, dear, I'm ready for bed. Shall I crank yours up a little?
No. Put out the lights.
I wanted to glance at the paper first. You go to sleep.
I can't sleep with the lights on. I left my sleep shade at home.
But I won't be a minute.
Oh, nobody believes this. In 6 hours, they're going to carve me to pieces. I'm supposed to rest. Here,
I can't concentrate with you mumbling.
Yeah, mumbling.
Certainly a lot of activity in Washington. What's all this tax reduction talk?
Talk.
Listen to what Senator...
Blanche, I read the paper. Every word of it. Read it to yourself.
Don't be so disagreeable. Dr. Hershey told me to keep you occupied so you wouldn't think about the operation.
All I'm thinking about is sleep.
That's a good boy. You mustn't get nervous.
No.
See, the stock market's going up.
It's fine.
We have some stock, haven't we? Didn't you get some stock last year?
10 shares. Kentucky saltpeter mines. Preferred stock.
My brother got you in on the ground floor, didn't he? Where is it now?
In the ground.
Can't even find it listed on the stock page.
Look in the help wanted column.
Are you getting relaxed, dear?
No, now I'm starting to get nervous.
I'm worried about you, John. If anything happened to you on the operating table, it would all be my fault. So, you know what I think?
We ought to sneak out, huh?
No, I think you ought to make out a will.
Make out a will? I thought you were worried about me.
Well, you don't want to leave me at the mercy of all those grasping relatives of yours, do you? The minute you drop dead,
don't
they'll...
talk like that! Can't you say passed on or something like that?
Well, you always say drop dead.
That's only when I'm talking to your brother. You should be a little more delicate when you're discussing wills.
Why?
Because you make it sound like I'm going to go any minute.
Well, they don't give you 2 weeks' notice, you know. Every man should make out a will.
Okay, I'll make it out tomorrow.
You say it, but you won't do it. Get up and do it now.
What?
Go on, get up and make out a will.
Why, you're out of your mind. In the first place, the will isn't legal unless you have 2 witnesses. And in the second place, I haven't got anything to leave in the first place. Nobody is going to take anything, and I don't need a will.
You're the most stubborn man that ever lived, John.
Why? Why am I stubborn?
It's the hardest thing in the world to make you admit I'm right when you know I'm wrong.
Now, there's a woman's logic for you. Suppose I do make out a will and nobody can touch anything except you. Okay, so now you get all my worldly goods. First thing you know, you'll get over your grief and marry a guy without a dollar to his name, like that broken-down snore specialist, Dr. Hersey.
Oh, I'm not going to marry anybody.
He'll give up his practice and take you for every penny. My hard-earned money. He'll drive around in my brand-new car, drink my bourbon, loaf around like a prince, never do a day's work.
John!
Why don't you make the bum get a job, Blanche?
Stop screaming like that. Hush up and go to sleep.
Go to sleep, she tells me. I'm a nervous wreck. Practically talks me into a funeral. Marries a doctor behind my back. Now she tells me to go to sleep. I'll never sleep another wink as long.
John, the telephone. Mm-hmm. The telephone, answer.
No, who the dickens is calling? Oh! Who moved the phone, Blanche?
What'd you get up for? It's right on the night table by your bed.
Oh, I thought I was home. Hello.
Huh? This is the maternity nurse. You can get ready now. I'm bringing your baby in. It's 1:00.
What? Blanche, how long have I been here?
Isn't this 4:13?
I don't know what it is, but I'm not feeding any babies. What a way to run a hospital.
It's just a mistake, John.
Oh, I shouldn't have fallen for this operation deal. I could be so comfortable at home in my own bed. One of us should have stayed there.
What for?
How do you know a prowler won't break in? I left a whole bottle of bourbon on the dresser.
Nobody will break in. The turkey would gobble and scare him away.
The turkey would gobble. I can just see... Turkey? What turkey?
Well, I was going to surprise you. I won a turkey in a raffle, John.
You got a live turkey running around the house?
He isn't running around. I got him tied on your bed.
On my bed? What did you do that for, to have the whole thing full of feathers? What are we going to do with a live turkey?
Well, it's Thanksgiving tomorrow, John, and I thought you'd murder him for dinner.
I'm not going to murder any turkeys. But if he lays a beak on my bourbon, I'll chop his head off. Lance, you're the most impossible woman that ever lived.
Oh, I'm sorry, John. I guess everything I do is wrong. I'll go home and put the turkey out.
Now, wait a minute. Never mind. I didn't mean to holler. Let's go to sleep so I can feel good for the operation. Hmm?
I don't think I want you to have it.
The least I can do for you. Kept you awake all these years with my snoring, and when Dr. Hersey gets through with me, I'll be as quiet as a mouse.
Well, if you stop snoring, I'll never wake you up, will I?
No.
If I don't wake you up, we won't fight, will we?
That's right.
That settles it. I'm not going to let him operate, John.
Why not?
It's the only chance I get to talk to you. Come on home.
Oh, I give up.